Welcome, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon. God bless you. I am going to turn the room over to Sister Maggie. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Sister Maggie. You have the floor.
Good morning, Lady Ebon. Good morning, everyone in the room, those on the platform, and those in the VIP listening lounge. God bless everyone this morning. It's a beautiful day. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that the Lord is good. He is good all the time, and we rejoice in his goodness. Hallelujah. To God be the glory this morning. Thank you very much, Pastor Sir, for giving me this opportunity to speak this morning. And thank you, Lady Ebon, as well. Thank you, everyone, as you'll be listening. I thank the Holy Spirit for what he's doing in our lives. Ah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I just have a little encouragement that blessed me. And I felt the Holy Spirit leading me to share it with us. And I thank God that the day has come this morning to say something about it. Praise the Lord. So, it all started during the course of the study of the kingdom when Pastor was speaking to us. And as he was speaking, it got to a point wherein he said something about Jesus blessing the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And he gave it to the disciples to share. And blessing it, multiplication entered into that bread and that fish. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. And the fish and the bread actually multiplied in the hands of the apostles. It was like I was just seeing it as he was saying it, that the Lord blessed the bread, he blessed the fish, he gave it to them. And right there, the miracle of multiplication entered. And as they were sharing it, it was getting multiplied. Wow. That was something. It did something to me. And I'm like, what was that? And the Lord started speaking to me. And it told me so many things. Throughout that day, it was leading me through scriptures from one thing to the other. And I said, wow, some things I never saw it like that before. So I said, Lord, this is wonderful. God bless Pastor. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for the exposition of the word. And above all, we thank the Holy Spirit that gives us understanding as he speaks. So meditating on these things that I was just talking about, it made me to see something that is called kingdom blessing. Hallelujah. So this morning, we want to just share a little bit about kingdom blessing. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. We cannot talk too much about this. We cannot finish it, Lord. Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves to you this morning. We worship you. We glorify you because your mercies endure forever. Lord, you are so good. You are so good. We cannot thank you enough for giving us your word, for coming down to our level, Lord Jesus, to share your word with us, like it was in the Garden of Eden those days. Mary, you come in the coolness of the day and you were fellowshipping with thy people. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence again this morning. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will give us the mind to understand. Give us the eyes to see your word. Give us the ears to hear this morning, that we will be converted, that this word will do that which you want to do in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. So first of all, this kingdom blessing, the pastor spoke so much about it, so much about kingdom blessing. And, you know, it is spiritual. But being spiritual, it flows to the physical. It flows to all aspects of our lives. It's like oil poured on us that flows down to every part of us. And it is not hidden. It is seen. That is what this blessing is all about. It is this morning, it is what I want to talk about. The physical aspects of this blessing that the Lord has poured on us. Because looking at it, like in Ephesians, for instance, Ephesians chapter 1, excuse me, the Lord began to tell us that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Yeah, so many blessings the Lord has poured upon us that we've been talking about. In fact, since the inception of this house, the pastor has been telling us so many things about the spiritual blessings, about the things that the Lord has done for us. So many things right there that we have even not contemplated about. We did not even know. To God be the glory. He said, according as he has chosen us. So many blessings. If you read this Ephesians 1, so many things that the Lord has done for us spiritually. Or if we go to 2 Peter chapter 1, it began to speak in verse 3. It's talking about all things that pertain unto life and godliness the Lord has given unto us through his knowledge, through his word. We have been made partakers of the heavenly things. But this morning, the way the Lord brought it to my spirit, it is like these things that we are enjoying in the spirit, these things that the Lord has done, we want it manifested. Because that is his purpose too. He gave us these things to manifest right here, to live with, to help us as we are here on earth. To God be the glory. So this morning we want to talk about kingdom blessings. And the way the Lord spoke to me, exactly that's how I'm going to present it this morning. It is the manifestation of this kingdom blessing that we want to see. Now, do you know when Jesus came, when he came to bring the kingdom of God, when he finished his work, the last thing the Lord did before he went up to heaven was blessing his disciples. He did everything. He finished it all. He died. He was buried. He resurrected. He met the disciples and he gave them something. When he was going, let's see that thing that I want to talk about in Luke chapter 24. That Luke 24 in verse 49, he says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. That was part of it. That was part of it. At the same time that he was speaking that, something happened. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Before I continue, I want us to see Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, I'll be reading from verse 38 and verse 39. And it speaks, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as our Lord God shall call. So what happened in that Luke 24, verse 49, that promise that he said they should wait for, is connected with this thing we want to talk about this morning. Praise the Lord. And as I saw it, Acts 2:38 is the qualification to be among those to receive this blessing I want to talk about this morning. Because in the same breath that he gave them that word that they should wait for the promise, the same breath he poured something on them that we are going to see this morning. So if you have given your life to Christ, as long as you have done Acts 2:38, you have repented, you've given your life to Christ, you are among those to benefit from this kingdom blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We're going now to Luke chapter 24 again. And we are going to see what our topic is right there this morning. And that is in verse 50 and 51. After telling them about the promise in the same breath, the Bible says, and he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands. And what did he do? He blessed them. And after blessing them, what happened? And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Hallelujah. So it was blessing that was the last thing that the Lord did before he parted with us, before he left. He left that blessing upon us. And we want to see and talk about this blessing. It is the blessing that is upon the kingdomites. I call us kingdomites because we are people of the kingdom. The Lord brought the kingdom to us and he gave us the things to equip us, not only to function in the spiritual, like the promise that he promised that the apostles should tarry for, but he gave us this blessing to function here on earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So as I said, yeah, amen. Blessing us was the last thing that Jesus did. After all, dying, resurrecting, and all, it was the last thing he did. He blessed us as the children of the kingdom. So, as the children of the kingdom, we say we have the blessing upon us. Hallelujah. In fact, this is part of what the Lord came to do. He did not just come to die to restore us back to the kingdom. He came to restore the blessing. That blessing must be visible upon us. There is a song my people sing. They will say, I'm a child of the king by the grace of God. Anywhere I go, they must see the mark of the sonship of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings upon me. Anywhere you see the child of a king, you must know that this one is different. That is who we are. We are different. And that was what Jesus wanted by blessing us. He didn't just say, wait for the promise. He didn't just do all that he did and just left like that. He knows we need something. And to enforce those things that he has given us, to make them to play out, he needed to lay hands on us to be blessed. And everyone that is here this morning, he said the promise is not unto those people that received it then, not unto us now that are born again receiving it, even as many as the Lord will call, they will partake in this blessing. Hallelujah. He came to restore, to impart back upon us the blessing. Did I just say back? To restore? Hallelujah. What do I mean by that? Yes, let's go ahead. This blessing he imparted on us, it restores. It reaffirms this blessing that Jesus did just like that in Luke 24, verse 50. It reestablishes the one that he placed on Adam and Eve in the beginning. In the beginning, let's see, Genesis chapter 1. Everybody knows that. Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1, the Lord began to say, he blessed Adam and Eve. He said, he blessed them and he said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. He gave all of that in the blessing. But when Adam and Eve fell, when the devil came to deceive them, he stole that blessing from them. He took it away. But thank God that the Lord, the second Adam, came back and he bruised the devil. He knocked him down flat and he collected back the blessing. And that is what he has put back upon us. That was what the Lord was telling me. That you are blessed. You are blessed. I have laid my hands upon you. Go in that confidence. Anywhere you go to, wherever you are blessed. Hallelujah. He brought back the blessing. He restored it back. Listen, my brethren. You are blessed. I am blessed. You could pick up the dictionary and look at what blessing means. I didn't want to do that. I wanted the Holy Spirit to minister it to me. The blessing, this blessing, it entails a lot. As we read in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Let's see what happened. Just analyzing those words that Jesus used. He blessed us. It was the last thing he did. And the devil cannot change that. That was the last thing he did. He was living in... It's like when you call... Okay, there is a good example. For instance, when Jacob was dying, he called his children and he began to bless them. He blessed them and those blessings remained on them forever. The same thing with us. Jesus leaving us, he didn't just leave us like that. He blessed us. What is this blessing we are going to see this morning? Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Let's break that down. He said, we should be fruitful. We should multiply. We should replenish. We should subdue. Hallelujah. We should dominate. And not only that, if we go to Genesis chapter 9, verse 2. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 2, the flood had happened. And it was like a new era. Noah was brought into a new era with his family. You know how smart the devil is. He could start playing pranks. But what did the Lord do? He reenacted that blessing on Noah to let Noah remember you are blessed. He said in verse 1 of that chapter 9 of Genesis, the same thing he said in Genesis 1, 28. He reaffirmed it to Noah. So the devil will not say, oh, this is a new era. This is in his smartness. The Lord pushed him aside. And he said, and in verse 2, the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands are they delivered. Hallelujah. That is part of the blessing that Jesus came to restore. Amen. Now talking about, let's explain a little bit. Talking about this blessing, it affects not just the spiritual as we have been hearing, and we have been believing and we have been demonstrating. It is in the physical. It is in the financial. It is in our health. It is in our marriage. All aspects of our lives, this blessing affects. He said, be fruitful. We will be fruitful in every area. We will be productive as children of the kingdom. The kingdom blessing is upon us and it makes us to be productive. We are profitable. There is no barrenness in us. We are successful. We yield. We flourish everywhere we go to. And we do not experience stagnation. Hallelujah. When the Lord began to speak this to my spirit, it gingered me up. I said, Lord, then I must have it. Bring the manifestation. And that is what we are up to this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, multiply. We are to increase. We increase greatly. We see all that in the scriptures. There is no scarcity with us. We are in abundance. In fact, excess of abundance. He said we should replenish. We restore. We recharge. Wherever there is a void, we fill it back. Glory to God. We put back whatever is lost. That is what the blessing is doing in our lives. And Jesus has restored it back. No matter you, there's nothing to add to it. There's nothing to remove from it. There's nothing to do to improve it. There's nothing to do to make it work. Jesus has put it in us. It's just like a tap. It is right there. Just turn the tap open. Activate the blessing. Kingdom blessing. Activate it. Amen. We replace whatever is missing. Anywhere there is depletion, we refill it. Hallelujah. That is the power that the Lord has given us. And he has also said, we should subdue. We bring under. We control. It's not controlling fellow human beings now. Get it? But we control in the spirit. Whether physical, whether spiritual, wherever they dwell, anywhere we enter. We are in charge. Woo-hoo! Glory be to God. We put things in check. If things are going out of order, we bring them back to order. That is the power that the Lord has put on us in the blessing. Amen. We are to conquer. We defeat. There is nothing that can stand us. We can never be overwhelmed by anything. So when the devil comes, like I was telling, I said, you come with your overwhelming and everything. The Lord has spoken again. I am reinvigorated. And in the name of Jesus, I want us all to be reinvigorated and restart again. Amen. Glory be to God. He said we should dominate. We put in subjection. Hallelujah. We enforce. We rule. We take the lead. We command. Amen. We exercise authority. Amen. Glory be to God. That's about Genesis 1:28. The kingdom blessing. The blessing that Jesus gave last as he was living. Bring all those things back to us. It brought all these things back to us. And the devil can no longer play pranks. Hallelujah. And in Genesis 9 verse 2. I'll just talk about that a little bit. Part of what the Lord brought back to us in the blessing, in the kingdom blessing. He says, the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. Hallelujah. Our fear, like Pastor Frisbee used to say, your fear will fall upon nations visible and invisible. Whether you see them, you don't see them. I tell you, brethren, anywhere you get to, the devils, they tremble. They see you, they tremble. Because you are a terror to the devil. Because of this blessing, you have become a terror to the devil and his cohort. So you don't settle for less. Hoo-hoo, hallelujah. We don't settle for less. Hallelujah. So when I was reading this, I was just shouting because the Lord was telling me something. He said, over the beasts of the earth, it's not only animals that are beasts, do you know? Paul was talking somewhere. He said, I fought with the beasts of Ephesus. Those beasts in Ephesus that Paul fought with, they were not animals. There are some people, they are beasts. They do not have Jesus in them. And they want to exhibit the workings of the devil. We put them to check. Hallelujah. Wherever we meet them, we put them to check. Is it at work? Is it in our homes? Is it wherever? We put these spirits to check. Those beasts that walk about in human flesh, we put them to check. Possessed of the devil. He said, the fowls of the air. There are foul spirits everywhere. When the Lord told me this, I got up. I started binding and loosing. It is part of that blessing that the Lord put on us in Luke 24 verse 50. The last thing that he did. Amen. So we should be walking. Hallelujah. We should be living according to these words of the Lord. When the Lord spoke and did Luke 24 verse 50, he was giving us back Genesis 9:2. He was giving us back Genesis 1:28. Hallelujah. Part of all that the Lord was doing. Amen. Amen. We're going to see this morning something that the Lord shared with me. I didn't see it like that before, but he brought it. And he was telling me about Isaac and Jacob. We all know Isaac typifies Jesus, right? And Jacob is called Israel. Is another name for Jacob, Israel. And we, the redeemed of the Lord, the kingdomites, we are spiritual Israel. Praise the Lord. So he was giving me a picture of Isaac representing Jesus and blessing Israel. That is we, the kingdomites. And when I saw it, I leapt for joy. I pray it will make you to leap for joy as well this morning. So let's see. Genesis chapter 27. We go to Genesis 27. And in that Genesis 27, hallelujah. Ha, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord began to show me in that Genesis 27 from verse 27. He says, he was talking about Isaac blessing Jacob. Isaac now, put your mind to Isaac representing Jesus, blessing me, spiritual Israel. That is Jacob. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and he kissed him. And he said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Glory be to God. We are the field that the Lord has blessed. Hallelujah. We are the field that the Lord has blessed. Therefore, we will yield increase. Amen. Because the Lord has blessed us. We are blessed. Whatever we lay our hands upon, amen. Whatever we lay our hands upon, we bless them. Yes, things don't die in our hands. No, things do not die. If it looks like it's dying, call up the blessing. Turn it back on. Hallelujah. Amen. We lay our hands on whatever and it prospers. We flood. Is it that we are schooling? Is it that we are working? Is it that we are trading? Whatever it is it that we are mothering children, becoming wives or whatever? We are blessed and there is increase. We are the blessed field. Whew. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Ha. When I saw this, my spirit leaped for joy. Hallelujah. There is this song that says, my hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. Anything I touch surely must be blessed. Anything I do, surely must. Hallelujah. That is our portion. We got it all from the blessing of Luke 24 verse 50. When the Lord began to bless us before he left. He gave us something, brethren. Glory be to God. And verse 28. Let's go for that. Amen. Amen. We are blessed on all sides. Everywhere. He said, verse 28, therefore, God give thee the dew of heaven. You know what the dew does? It makes to grow. It makes things to flourish. So, the dew is upon us. It's the breath of the Holy Spirit. It is upon us. The dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Woo-hoo, glory be to God. The Lord has blessed us so much. These are the kind of things that the Lord has imparted on us from Luke 24, verse 50's blessing. We cannot lack. We will have everything in abundance. Is it spiritually or physically? Why? I was asking the Lord, why, Lord, are you telling me? He said, because those things I've done for you in the spirit, it's time to bring them into physical manifestation. You don't call yourself a child of the king and you are hungry. There's no food in your house to eat. You don't call yourself a child of the kingdom and things are going haywire and you are just looking at it. The devil blowing you, pushing you here and there. No. The devil is the ball. It is we that are the player. We play him wherever we bounce him to wherever. He's not the one that is supposed to be bouncing us up and down. Ha ha. Amen. Yeah. Glory be to God. And it's in verse 29, he said, it is all these blessings that Isaac, that is representing Jesus, was pouring upon Jacob, spiritual Israel, that we are. They are to manifest upon us this time that we are here. When are we going to demonstrate the blessings of the Lord? Is it when we go to heaven? Is it when we reach heaven? No. Right here. That is why Jesus didn't just finish and just left. Wait for the promise of the Father and just live like that. No. He blessed so that we can function properly here. We can, he said we are kings and priests. It is this blessing upon us that will make us to exhibit that. Hallelujah. In verse 29, he said, let the people serve thee. Amen. And nations bow down to thee. Amen. Glory be to God. Wherever we are, people will serve us. I don't need to talk. Once I get there, they look at me as their head. No wonder Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 14. It is because of this blessing. We experience Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Everywhere we turn to blessing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So he said, oh, glory. In verse 33. Nations, so did you hear that? Nations we bow before you. So wherever you get to, you are in control. You move from Nigeria, you move from Jamaica, you move from wherever you get to, you are in control because you carry the blessing. Anywhere you enter, you carry the blessing. And it affects everything. We'll get there. Glory be to God. In verse 33, he began to say, and Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed." Glory to God. The Lord has blessed us, and we are blessed. It cannot change unless we leave our position. Unless we don't activate it. We are blessed, my brethren. We are blessed. And we remain blessed. Nothing can change it. Glory be to God. We have the blessing. And so it is. And in verse 37, he began to say, let me read that too. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him Lord and all his brethren." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "I've given them to him as servant, and I've furnished him with corn and wine. I have sustained him." Hallelujah. That is us. That is us. The Lord sustains us. Amen. Anywhere we are made lords and rulers. And if we open our mouth, don't let me just open my mouth. Tell them. Just tell them, don't let me open my mouth. The moment I open my mouth as a kingdomite that is blessed, whatever I command stands. Whatever I order, it stands. Amen. Because the Lord said, people will serve me. They will obey me. Whether they are visible, whether they are invisible, whether they are seen or unseen, whether they are humans, whether they are spirits, whatever they are, I reign over all. Brethren, we reign over all by the blessing that the Lord has imparted upon us. He has restored. Those are the kind of things hidden in Genesis 1:28. Those are the kind of things hidden in Genesis 9, verse 2. And we must manifest them. We will not just be speaking them spiritually. We make them, enforce them physically. They happen. People see it and they will come and say they want to serve our God because of the kind of blessings they see upon us. We will not be in want. We have plenty of corn. Hallelujah. We will not lack. We will prosper because we are sustained by the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you read this story of Jacob further, you will see that this blessing even affected his interactions. Wherever he dwelt, this blessing was working there. It was so visible that Laban could testify of it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30. I'm going to read verse 27 and verse 30 quickly. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Glory be to God. Verse 27, Genesis chapter 30. What does it say? He said, "And Laban said unto him," Jacob, "I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry." Ooh, begging Jacob to stay. They will be begging us to stay because of the blessing you carry. They know once you leave that place, things begin to change. The blessing follows you and things begin to change for them. So they'll be begging you, "Oh, tarry, please tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for thy sake." Oh, Paddy. The Lord has blessed me. That is how people will be talking about us. Henceforth, they will be proclaiming it. I'm being blessed because I'm associated with you. I'm being blessed because you are in my acquaintance. Hallelujah. That is what we are. That is who we are. And seeing verse 38. Let's see verse 38 of that same Genesis chapter 30. That verse 38 says, "And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they come to drink." Hallelujah. The Lord gave wisdom. The Lord gave wisdom to Jacob to prosper. That is it, brethren. The blessing is upon us. So it gives us, that blessing directs us and teaches us to profit, teaches us to prosper. When we get to a place that looks dead, like things are not working, when we enter there, things must change because we carry the blessing. Yeah, we carry the blessing. Things must change. And that is why when a Christian man marries a Christian woman, it is supposed to be an explosion because it is two forces, two blessed forces coming together. Imagine the kind of blessing that will turn out to be. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And in verse 43, he says, and the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle, maidservants and all. That is Jacob. God gave him wisdom to prosper. And he exceeded what the imagination of Laban could be. That is what it is with us. Brethren, we are blessed. We are under the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, this blessing, when I begin to look through, talking with the Lord, he began to minister this to my spirit. Listen, brethren. He said, this blessing that rests upon us as kingdomites is an empowerment in us to have all that we need. Did you hear that? To have all that we need. We don't lack nothing. Amen. Unless we don't put the blessing into activation. And to be all that we are supposed to be. Nothing is impossible to us because of this blessing. Amen. It is an enabling force. It is a power inside of us. It keeps us at the top. Hallelujah. Because it teaches us to make profit. It teaches us to excel. It teaches us to prosper. Hallelujah. It is an ability in us that makes us to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yeah, it is that blessing that is upon us. Glory be to God. Amen. We can do all things. In fact, it is an anointing that we carry. That blessing is an anointing that we carry from Jesus. It makes us different. Glory be to God. In life, we go upward and forward ever. Let's see Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. That Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. What does it say? Amen. Glory be to God. It says, but the path of the just, that is my path and your path, is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Our lights will not go dim in the name of Jesus. We shine and shine and shine and shine, going upward and forward forever because of this blessing. This blessing makes us to know that we are rich. Proverbs 10 verse 22. Everybody knows that. The blessing of the Lord. This blessing we are talking about, it makes us rich. And it doesn't add sorrow to it. So if we see anything that looks like sorrow, we call it back to order. Because we have Genesis 1:28 in our lives operating. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are rich without sorrow. And this being rich is not just money-wise. We are rich in all aspects. And then we can say boldly, I am too blessed to be stressed. Woo-hoo! Glory to God. I am too blessed to be stressed. I am too blessed to be afflicted. I am too blessed to suffer loss. I am too blessed to be sick. Hear you, devil. I am too blessed to be sick. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anywhere we find ourselves, anywhere we enter, the blessing follows us. We carry it on. Amen. And it rubs on those that are around us. Is it our children? It rubs on them. He said, they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord. Therefore, they are blessed. Hallelujah. Those that encounter us, the blessing rubs on them. Those that associate with us, the blessing rubs on them. Those that interact with us, the blessing rubs on them. Hallelujah. Because Jesus says we are blessed and we become a blessing. Let's see Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13, quickly. Let's see. Genesis chapter 13, he began to say in verse 25, it says, in verse 2, I read it in verse 2. Genesis 13, verse 2. He says, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Now go to verse 5. In verse 5, he says, and Lot also, which went with Abraham. If Lot had remained and Abraham didn't take him along, maybe he would not be rich. But because he was with Abraham, it rubbed off on him. Lot was blessed by association. By associating with Abraham, he received the blessing as well. To the point that the blessing was so much that they had to part ways. Hallelujah. And that is us. Whosoever we encounter, whosoever comes in our circle, they are blessed. Glory be to God. It rubs off on them by association. The same thing as we have seen with Laban and Jacob. We saw that in Genesis 30. Also, Abimelech and Isaac. They even proclaimed it to Isaac. Abimelech said, we know you are blessed. So, talking about this kingdom blessing, it's not something that will be hidden. It's not something that you'll be saying, I claim by faith, I stay by faith. But we want it manifested. This, every eye will see it, that we are the blessed of the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. It is this kind of blessing that was on Jacob that made him to go through all those things unhurt. Because when Laban was even ready to do something against him, the Lord appeared to Laban in the dream and said, do not say good or bad to my boy. Hallelujah. This blessing makes God to stand up for us everywhere we go because we carry the blessing. It is like we are the encasement. We are the embodiment of blessing. Jesus dwells in us. As he did that, laying hands and blessing, he was imparting himself. Hallelujah. So we carry him everywhere. And it shows in the name of Jesus. Because we are blessed. And we have been made a blessing. Do you know there is a phrase we always say? Because we are blessed. That phrase says, God bless you. If we say that to anybody, they must say amen. If they don't say amen, they lose. When we open our mouth, because we are encasement and embodiment of blessing. When we tell anybody, God bless you, we have poured something into that life. Hallelujah. We are giving that life something that is dwelling inside of us. So I say God bless you to my children all the time. Henceforth, I say God bless you everywhere. God bless you. God bless you. As I'm saying that, I'm imparting blessing unto them. They give me a cup of water, they will not lose the reward. I say God bless you. It is our phrase. It is our statement as kingdomites. People may want to steal it if they say it because it is supposed to be us saying it. It still works. It works. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. There be so many, 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 many scriptures talking about being blessed, talking about the Lord has blessed us. Hallelujah. But do you know something? The good news about this blessing is we cannot be cursed. No curse. Jesus has been made a curse for us on the tree. And we are wrapped up in this blessing. If any curse is coming, once it hits that blessing, it bounces back. It cannot penetrate. Glory to God. That is why he said, no weapon fashioned against us will prosper. Because we are an encasement of blessing. If any curse is coming and it touches us, it hits the blessing and it bounces back. And it will not just bounce back, oh. It will go back to where it is coming from. That is why you don't even need to say, go back to the sender. They know it already. Because you are an encasement, an embodiment of blessing. It comes around you as a curse, it bounces back to wherever it is coming from. Glory be to God. This is wonderful this morning, my brethren. I feel so blessed. Ah, glory to God. So, what does this kingdom blessing mean in a nutshell? It means we are empowered to prosper. That is, everything spiritually, physically, financially, materially, everything goes well for us. There are no limits on our lives. We always win. No matter what comes our way, brethren, remember, because of the blessing, you cannot be defeated. We have well-being in life. All things work well for us. That's why we say, surely goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. Those are the two angels apportioned to follow us everywhere. Angel goodness, angel mercy. They follow us everywhere. Hallelujah. In fact, do you know, since believing in Jesus, we carry the name of Jesus because he's our father. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we want to see quickly, verses 17 and 18. It says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my son and my daughter, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. And a child carries the name of the father, isn't it? I carry the name of my father. Everybody carries the name of their father. So, we carry the name of our father everywhere we are. And that will lead me to where we always talk about, somewhere in Numbers. Let's go to Numbers. Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6, verse 27. The Lord was speaking. He said, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. His name is upon us. So we are blessed. Woo-hoo. Glory be to God. We are blessed because his name is upon us. Hallelujah. He blesses us. And let's read verse 24 down to 27. To 26. It says, the Lord bless thee. Hallelujah. As you have been speaking all along, he blesses us because his name is upon us. We have been blessed. Amen. It says, and keep thee. Glory be to God. We are kept, meaning we are divinely protected. Nothing to fear. Anywhere we are, is it in the air, in the land, in the sea? Wherever, we are protected. Hallelujah. We are kept. And it says in verse 25, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. His face shines on us, brethren. Meaning we are divinely favored. We carry favor. There is this song they sing. Favor is my name. Favor is my name. That is it. It is so true. That is our name. We are favored because of the blessing that is upon us. The Lord's face is shining upon us. We are receiving grace for anything. He is gracious unto us. And this makes us enabled, empowered with no limit. And his countenance is upon us. He remembers us always. We are never forgotten. He gives us peace always. Woo-hoo! He even said he gives us this peace by all means. By all means. Whichever way it is going, the Lord will look for a way to bring peace to us. Brethren, we are blessed. We are blessed. So, in conclusion, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Haraba hasketo rabashanta. Hey, skiporandeli abosanda, libaba shekete moshera hatokanda. Woohoo! Glory to God. Amen. 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 In conclusion, we can say affirmatively, Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Jesus delivers. Jesus sets free. And Jesus blesses too. Glory to God. He came to redeem us back to himself and restore all that we lost. All that Satan stole from us, he brought them back to us. And the blessing was part of what he came to do. He did not just come to die on the cross and did all that to justify us, to redeem us, to bring salvation back, and this one and that one. He came to impart the blessing that the devil stole. So, the devil has no gimmicks to play. Hallelujah. Because he's been restored. Woo-hoo. Glory be to God. The Lord Jesus came to put back on us, as it was said in the beginning, before the fall and after the flood. Hallelujah. Therefore, in blessing us, Jesus told the devil, devil, put it back. Woo-hoo. Put it back, devil. Put their joy back. Put their peace back. Give them their lives back, devil, because I've blessed them. Put their love back, their communion, their fellowship, their faith, name it, their authority, their dominion, their prospect, their success, their health, their wealth. Put them all back, devil. Woo-hoo. Put them all back. Because Jesus has blessed us. Kula raba shanta. Hula bori basanda roba shanda. We have the power in Jesus' name to call them back. Amen. That is the empowerment he has given us. Where we see things going about as if, you remember there was a story when the ark was taken. Do you know that ark went back to his position without anybody touching it, without anybody leading it? They just put the cart on the horses, and the horses started moving on their own and went straight to where it's supposed to go. And when it got to where it was going, it stood still. That is us. That is the blessing. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Satan, devil, put it back. Whatever you have stolen, Jesus has blessed us. He has restored it all. Put it back, devil. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the power of the kingdom blessing upon us. Jesus has given it all back to us. So this morning, we are going to tell the devil, devil, put it back in Jesus' name. Because we are the blessed of the Lord. We have been blessed to have it all back. What is it that you think is missing? What is it that seems to be lost? Or you think the devil has stolen? Is it in you, in your children, anything that belongs to you? Amen. The blessing is the empowerment, is the endowment. Remember, it is the ability to have it all back. So anywhere we see anything contrary to the blessing, know that there's a devil loose. Brethren, you see anything contrary to all these blessings that the Lord has put on you, know that the devil is loose. And because there is a devil loose, we bring him back to check. Hallelujah. And we begin to say, shut up. Shut up, devil. Shut up. Shut up, devil. Whatever you are saying, shut up in the name of Jesus. We come to say, shut up, devil, this morning. Put my joy back. Hallelujah. Put my child back. Give me my wife back. Give me my marriage back. Hallelujah. Give me my job, my health, my money, my faith. Name it. Whatever you are stolen, devil, shut up. Shut up. Stop talking about anything else. You have nothing to say. Jesus has concluded it. Shut up, devil, and give it back. Give it back in the name of Jesus. We come to take it back. We come to put the blessing back where it is supposed to be in us. So this morning, my brethren, God bless you. Open your minds, if you will, and begin to command the devil to put it back. Tell him to put it back. Whatever it is that you feel is lost, tell the devil, devil, put it back. Whatever you have stolen from me, I tell you, put it back. Open your mouth, brethren, and speak. Go ahead. Satan, put it back.